Okay, let's get into the next daf, Peah daf Samach Vav. And again, this Masechtas Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue talking about Peret and Ololos and Kerem Revai and all these mitzvahs at Tulios Ba'aretz. And we are on Samach Em Beis, finishing up before we get to the next Mishnah. Last comment relating to the Shitas. We discussed Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai over the last couple of days. We put Rabbi Yehuda with Shitas Beis Shammai that compares Meiser Sheni and Kerem Revai in a certain way. And we saw that Beis Hillel also compares this in a certain way. But ask the Gemara. Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen, Ba'i Kumei Rabbi Yossi, Kedivri Mishuhu Mechayev Beferet. According to the one who's Mechayev in Peret, who is that? Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is the one that says that Kerem Revai is Chayiv in Peret and Ololos. That's what's our Mishnah. Ma'o Shedei Chayiv is B'chala. Should they also be Chayiv in Chala? Should the Kerem Revai be Chayiv in Chala? Wait a minute. Kerem Revai is fruit. Like Arla is fruit. Chala is grain. One of the five grains. The Mishnah says, how could you have an overlap between Peret and Chala? So some of the Mefarshim say, it means that if you have Peret, you have Kerem Revai, and you changed it onto money, you were Mechal the Kedush onto money, you brought that money up to Yerushalayim, and then you bought grain with it. And now you have grain in Yerushalayim, and you're making a challah. So is that Chayiv in Challah? So that's a dough that has Kedushas Kerem Revai. So is that Chayiv in Challah? What's the question? We said Kerem Revai is Chulin, so to speak, with a couple of differences that you still have to take with Yerushalayim, because it was compared to Bikurim, we said a couple of days ago. So that's the Gemara's question. When the Pasuk says by Chala, Ariso Sechem, your Arisa, does it have to be super duper yours, only yours, and therefore even this is not enough? Even this is not enough, and therefore you'd be putter from Chala, or it's enough, just like you're Chayiv in Peret and Ololos. So too, you'll be Chayiv in Chala. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Valer Yehudahi, Isn't this question within Rabbi Yehuda Shita? V'savrin and Meimar kala dehilchas Rabbi Yehuda kebe Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev meiser sheni in chala, so he's mechayev kerem revai in chala. And we've said that Rabbi Yehuda is following the Shita of Beis Shammai. That's what we've said over the last couple of days. So therefore, there shouldn't be any difference if this chiyuv in chala for Meiser Sheni and for Kerem Revai, for Rabbi Yehuda, it should also be for Beis Shammai. So those are the two related issues. Okay, says the Mishnah. Lachavav, Mishnah Zayin, Kerem Shekula Ololos. So we discussed earlier, could you make your whole field Peah, right? Way back, if you remember on Daf Aleph, Daf Beis, could you make your whole field Truma? Could you make your whole field Peah? That's designation. What about if it just Mitzias is? Kerem Shekula Ololos. What if you have a vineyard that the entire vineyard is Ololos, or is inferior type of clusters that doesn't have Katef and Natef, that they're not on each other's shoulders, as we saw the fat part, and it doesn't have the Netef, it doesn't drip on itself towards the bottom. They're all inferior. So do you leave the whole thing for the Aniyim? So the Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer the Balabayas. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, there's no Ololos there. It goes to the Balabayas. We'll see why based on Psukim. Because that's, even though they're all Ololos, but it's not going to go. Or Bikiva Omer La'aniyim. Bikiva says, no, that still goes to the Aniyim. Even though the Balabayas is not going to get anything, it's still going to go to the Aniyim. That doesn't take away the status of Ololos. And you see the Rambam Paskin this way in Perek Dalet. Halacha Chaf Aleph says the Rambam Kerem Shekula Ololos Hariu Shalaniim Shenemar, and it quotes the pasuk that we're about to have Shenemar Kamar Cholos Ololos if you call Ololos Vein Aperet Vololos No Higgin Ela Bekerem Bavad. The Rambam adds that, which we know, there's only Peret and Ololos by a Kerem, right? There's no Peret and Ololos by the other growths. We spoke about that a couple of days ago. So this is Machlokas Tanan. So now the Mishnah quotes the background and the psukim. It's not based on Svara. It's not based on Svara that, oh, is it right? Amar Rabbi Elazar, but it's based on Sukkim. Ki tziv tzar karma chalos ola. The pasuk says, when you harvest, so then you should not take the ololos, but it says, according to Rabbi Elazar, when you harvest. So im ein batzir, minayin ololos. So if there's no harvest, then there's no ololos. It's only when you are harvesting, you leave some, the inferior ones, for the aniyim. But if you're not harvesting at all, then you don't have to leave anything for the aniyim. It's all yours. That's Rabbi Elazar. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, interesting, the Rabbi Akiva that we have in our earlier was with an Aleph at the end of his name, and here it's with a Hey, at least according to our Girsa. I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago that Arzarua. Why is the Arzarua? Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna, why did he name his Sefer Arzarua? Because right before he was about to publish it, he always wondered, he had a kasha, how do you spell Akiva, with a hey at the end of it, or with an aleph at the end of it? And right before he published his sefer, he had a dream, and he saw the pasuk, Ar Zaru al Atzadik, Uli Yisrael Eif Simcha. He saw that pasuk, and he saw the last letter of each of the words was bold-faced, was highlighted. And that spells out Rabbi Akiva, with a hey at the end of it. So he's very excited. He was so excited about that vart that he named his sefer Ar Zarua. That's also why we say the pasuk of Ar Zarua on Yom Kippur, called Nidre Night, because some say that Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur. So as a reference to Rabbi Akiva. So here on this Amud, we have here in our gear, so we have Akiva with an aleph, and Akiva with a hey. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva says, how do you answer Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Akiva, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that it all goes to the Aniyim, even though you're not getting anything out of it. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, what's my source? V'karmecha lo solel. Your vine, don't take the ololos. So that phrase does not have anything about betzira. Doesn't have anything about harvesting. It just says, don't take the olos from your kerem. So afilu kula ololos. Even if the whole field is ololos, still you're not allowed to take it. And the Rambam quotes that pasuk. Im kain, so the Mishnah continues though and says, what does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? Im kain lama nomar ki sivtsar lo solel. Doesn't that sound like only when you are involved in harvesting, then you can take the ololos? The Gemara answer, the Mishnah answers no. That could be understood not as a description of the event, but just as a timeline. Ein la'aniyim, but ololos kodem labatzir. Sometimes ki means when. We have that elsewhere, when you go into the aretz. Does it mean only in Eretz Yisrael, or only when you get up to going into Eretz Yisrael? Is it a time issue? See here too. This is a time issue that the Aniyim are not allowed to take the ololos before the harvesting season. Even if it's a time when they're going to take all the ololos, they can't take it until the time of the harvest. And that's how Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk. So there are two psukim. One pasuk karmachalos olel. Rabbi Akiva says that means even if your whole kerem is ololos, then it goes to the aniyim, and the other pasuk is just talking about a time issue, but they can't take that before the time of harvesting. So Gemara says, v'dichvasa, what does Rabbi Elazar do with Rabbi Kiva's other pasuk? So the Gemara will talk about it. Why does the Mishnah not say it? Unclear. Why does the Mishnah only deal with Rabbi Kiva's shita, not Rabbi Elazar's? V'dichvasa im ein batzir ein peret, the Gemara first says, just like we know, according to Rabbi Elazar, if there's no batzir, if there's no harvesting, there's no ololos, there's also no peret. No peret, that's the Marafolda says, peret for ololos yalfidan mehadadi, we compare. See if Rabbi Eliezer says, if a whole field is ololos, so then it goes to the balabayas, because ololos is only when there is a harvest. So too, there's only peret when there's a harvest, right? And you might say it also goes by time too. That if there are single grapes on the floor before the harvesting season, so the Aniyim aren't allowed to get that either. So we might say that's limited, just like we have the time shita in the Mishnah. Achihe batzir, bitzara batzir. Batzir is only, what does it mean until there is batzir? Rabbi Eliezer says there is only ololos if there is a harvest. It's only if the harvest is there, bitzara batzir. Achaldan chayalo, but what happens if an animal, animals go, there is a harvest, right? We in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where there was no harvest, it was all olos. What if there's plenty, it's a very robust field that has plenty, but then all of a sudden, wild animals come, and they eat all of the good ones, and they only leave ololos. So, says the Gemara, according to one way of reading it, it's a statement. Achaldan chayalo, right, this would not apply, only if it's there do we say that it counts, but if it's not there, then it doesn't count. It's just like there's only ololos that grew there. So achaltan chayalo, and the way that the Marafolder reads it is that it's a statement, and therefore, if a wild animal comes and eats it before the owner gets to take it, so there too, there would be a machlokas, or Eliezer would say that the balabais could take all of them. There is a machlokas in the Mefarshim here, if Chaim Kanievsky says, this means if the animals ate it after, right, even if the farmer harvested it all, but he didn't get to partake it. He took it off the vines, but he didn't get to partake of it at all yet, and then it was eaten by the animals. Even there, the Rebbe Elazar would say that it all goes to the balabais. Right, mi neima, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, shem katzar, v'achaltan chaya, lo yeh olos laniyim, because he didn't get to participate it yet. The Gra understands it, no. It means that the animals ate it straight from. Right, the grub probably feels that once it was cut, it was harvested, even if the owner didn't get to partake of it yet, no, that's still called there was a batzir, even though he didn't get to partake of it. But that's what the grub says. The issue here is of alachaltan chaya kodem shebatzar. Af shehaya batzir lo havia olos laniyim. It wouldn't go there. Okay, so machlokas had to understand that line. V'kamu batzir. So how much do you have to be able to harvest? How much is called that it's not all ololos? What if it's a very inferior type of harvest year, and there's very little for the balabayas? What's little that even Rabbi Eliezer would say, no, this is enough for you, and the rest go to the aniyim? So the Beis Sheila Amri, Shlosha Eshkolos, Shenosin Revia. You have to have at least three clusters, and those three clusters must be able to produce a Revia Salug, Revia Salug of wine. Right, that amount. If you have two clusters that produce that, not enough. If you have three that produce less, not enough. Has to be three. Right, three we've seen in this Masechta before. Three is always chashav. Three is not shechacha, and the like. But revius is the amount. We know revius is also a chashav amount of liquid. Why? When in revius, if you look in the Rosh Sirlio, revius yayin kedei revius haluk the chashav lakoshel bracha. Ulashir hotzas Shabbos. How much liquid you have to carry out for Shabbos? The yayin lenazir and yayin. So we know the revius is the shear for a kosher bracha. Right? We know one needs to make kiddush on a shear of a revius for every kosher bracha. One only has to drink a rove revius, but one has to make kiddush on a revius. Right? That's in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchah Shabbos. The question is, there's a big sugya in the poskim. So what about those that make kiddush on schnapps on Shabbos morning? Right, that's less than a revius. Less revius. One has, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make kiddush on a revius and drink a rov revius. Who has to drink a rov revius? That's a good question. 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Lechadchila the Makadesh should drink a rov revius. Bidiyevet, second shita, one person should drink a rov revius. Right, third sheet of the Gaonim say if all together the people there are mitztarif to drink a rov revius, it's okay. Right, sometimes you have a grandfather you want to be mechabit to make kiddush, but he's not going to be able to drink a rov revius. So you can make him, so we can rely. But could be shum kavod revius, we can rely on the second day, and that is he'll make the kiddush, and one other person will drink a rov revius. And what about if you don't even have that? What if you only have schnapps in the shul? So, lechatchila, one should make kiddush on a bigger cup of schnapps and then divvy it up. One person doesn't have to make the dude makam sakana and drink even more, but if you divvy it up and everybody all together drinks a rov revius, so that would be okay. So what about those that don't do that? What about those that would just make a kiddush on a shot glass? So there are some that do that. It seems like from the a number of the poskim, it's not the best idea. Where does it come from? There's a Taz. The Taz in Simen Reish Yud. Taz in Simen Reish Yud in Arachayim says not a word about kiddush. He's talking about bracha achrona. Right? The Shulchan Aruch there says if somebody drinks less than a revius, he does not have to make a berei nefashos. Says the Taz, but when it comes to something that is normally drunk less than a revius, like whiskey, nirali diyayin saraf shebebedina seinu eina bechlalze. If somebody's drinking literally wine that burns you, means schnapps, eina bechlalze. Debazet yefshar lishtos revius halug, shu beso mechsa. With that type of drink, it's impossible to drink that much. V'im kain, azlina basar shir ashtiel arov b'nei adam bazet. Says the Taz, a chiddush gadol, you go after the normal amount that's drunk by the average person. If the derech is to drink less, so then that's the significant shear, and that would get a bracha achrona. That would get a bracha achrona. That is the chiddush of the Taz. The Magid Avram, there in Simon Kuf Tzadik, Sifkatan Dalid, he argues. Right, he argues. V'yesh rotzin lomar, he doesn't even quote the Taz by name. V'yesh rotzin lomar da al yain saraf mevarach bepachos mikazayis to be purta yas v'daita v'li nira to be inon kishir. He says, no, I think you need the shear. To habavada, even with inachnaps, foods and wines. There are stronger wines, less strong wines. What, every food can have its own shear? To habavada yishinos chazakim uma achalim tovim kagon merkachas to be purta yas v'daita v'yafilu achi beinon kishir lo chilko chachamim b'shirin chachamim marin mechalik between the Shirim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that all Achronim were Doche, the Sheet of the Taz. So that's even in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. There are those that say, if the Taz says it by Bracha Achrona, you could also say it by Kiddush. The problem is, we don't even pass like the Taz in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. And then you want to bring it over to Kiddush? So it's difficult. It's difficult to say that. There are those, the Marsham, as a Shuv in Simon Kufayin Hay, where he quotes Sadiqim that do this. And we're not Maharer, but we're just trying to figure out the halacha, what we think that we should do. So there are those that say that give basis for it based on the Taz. There's another idea, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover, in Chelik Beis has a tshuva where he defends the practice, right? He's firmer, Hashem Yikom Damo, he's killed in the Holocaust. He said, maybe the schnapps, you don't drink because you're thirsty, right? You drink as a treat, those who enjoy it. So maybe it's not called a liquid, it's called a ma'achal. Maybe it would have that shear. Masha says, V'chein, Peros, let me just find the line. Yishbacham Barosh Lamar. Talinian Yesh, Shiur Lebracha Chrona, Bekizayas, Kedas Ataz, Velomi Tame. I grew the Taz, but not for his reason. Rak Mishum de Yesh, who may Peros, Veinu Mishim Vimashkin. Rak, O Mitfuche Adamo, Misaoran, O Sharmay Peros, it comes from grain. And he says, maybe it's not called a liquid, right? And it's what's called a beverage. There are those, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Chaim Yivalajin. If that's true, then you can't make Kiddush on it. You can't make Kiddush on soup. Right, it's you need a liquid. So I mean, manafshach, if it's a liquid, so then you're running into problems with the shear. Okay, so the answer is to biyotze with somebody who make kiddush on wine, or have a big cup and split it up. Okay, but either way, that whole halacha reflects the chashivus of revius, and that's what it said here. As long as three clusters could produce a revius of wine, so that is significant enough for the balabayas to get, and the rest would be Ololos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara now, V'harabi Kiva, Makayim Trei Kroi, the Mishnah explained what Rabbi Kiva did with both Psukim. Mad Rabbi Eliezer, V'kar Mechalos Olel, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with that other Pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer takes the first Pasuk, Yitziv Tzar, to teach me only when there's a harvest, and the Balabais gets the harvest. So what does he do with Rabbi Kiva's Pasuk of V'kar Mechalos Olel, which doesn't mention anything about the harvest? Shelo Tomar, Hoel Ve'elaniyim Ba'ololos, Kodem Labatsir, Yiska Behen Balabais. You might say, because since the Aniyim Kodesh Rebel Yezer, since the Aniyim aren't going to get any Ololos before, right, the Aniyim can't take Ololos when there is Ololos. They can't take it before the harvest, so then Yiskaman Balabayas, the Balabayas should be able to take it, right, the Marafolda. Kodem Labatsir, Igotam Kodem Labatsir, right, if there is Ololos, but the Aniyim can't take it early, right, that's what we saw in the Mishnah. Ein l'aniyim olos kodem labatsir. So if the aniyim can't take it early, so maybe it belongs to the Baal Bayis beforehand, before the shas of the batsir. Does it only go to the aniyim from the time of the batsir? No. L'fam kein sorach meimer v'kar mechalos olel. Write a note. Until you can't take the ololos, period. You're a Baal Bayis, you can't take the ololos. If the whole field, that's a special drasha, if there's no harvest. But other than that, one is not allowed to take. The Rav Shlomo Zalman has a suffix. When, at that point, does it really not belong to the Balabayas? Right, he says, Yeshlis topic, im ha'ololos, right when there are ololos in the field, does it automatically become mamon ha'aniyim, they just can't take it to l'shas ha'batsir, or it's not mamon aniyim, but it's also not mamon bailim, because he's not allowed to take it yet, as we just said. O delohavi shalaniim, shari in lahem rishus likach adabatsir, ela delohavi nami labalabayas, kivet shu asulolazakos. So maybe in this limbo period, it belongs to one, but it belongs to the aniyim, but they can't take it yet, or it still belongs to the balabayas, but he's not allowed to take it yet. So it's a little tricky. So the Madani Aretz, or Shlomo Zalman has that suffix here in Matnas Aniyim in Dalid, in Dalid Chaf Gimel. Okay, there is another important point in the ololos development. Says the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin in Mishnah Ches. Hamakdish es karmo, ad shelo nodu ha'ololos. When the ololos, when a vineyard starts growing before things are ripe, then you don't know what's going to be ripe, you don't know anything about what's going to be the ololos, what's not going to be the ololos yet. So if somebody's makdish their field when the grapes are very, very small, and there's no ololos yet, so then it still belongs all to the balabayas. So then it grows birishus hektish, ain olos laniyim. So if somebody's makdish their whole vineyard before the ololos become nikar, then the balabayas owned it at that time. And when it grows, it's in the rishus of hektish, and therefore there's no ololos for aniyim, because there's no ololos from hektish. But mishenodu ha'ololos, but once the ololos become clear and discernible, so then it belongs to the aniyim. So then Olos Laniyim, even if he's Makdash, then he's not Makdash the Olos, because he doesn't have rights to be Makdash the Olos. Look in the Pnei Moshe, last line, Ein Adam Makdash Davar She'enu Shelo. We know one could only be Makdash something that is in your Rishus. It has to be fully in your Rishus. Right, the Gemara even says, if it's not physically near Rishus, right, the Gemara Baba Kama in the Bavli and Daf Samaches, Rabbi Yochanan, Gazav Alonis Yashua Bailim, big sugya. If somebody steals something, but the Bailim did not have Yeish yet, Shnehem Einam Yecholon Lahatisho. Neither the Gazlan or the Nigzal can be Makdashit. Zelafi Shena Shalom, the Zelafi Shena Bershuso. Because it's not the Gazlans, it's not Shalom of the Gazlans, it's not Bershuso of the Bailim, and therefore neither of them can be Machdashit. There's a discussion. Does that only mean Kedushas Adamim, Kedushas Haguf? Discussion in the Mefarshim. But you see there, not by for it to be Machdash something, it has to be Shelo and Bershuso. So here, this is not Shelo, right? When it grows, it's Shel Aniim, and therefore the Hekdash is not Chal on it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in that same piece discusses what about Goy? Would the same thing apply if a Goy has a field and no du ha'ololos b'shas that it belongs to a guy, and then I buy it? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure, because we've had parallels throughout this Masechta with Rishus Akim and Rishus Hektish. They're both p'tur, moments of p'tur. So if the Ketzira happens then, or the Onasa Maisris we discussed. So here, would you say that too? If the moment of Yedias Ololos, is that the key when it comes to Ololos? I'm not sure. He says, Mashekin Olos, Dulo Boy Klaw Betsira, Umiyakishen no du Zachu Ben Aniim, maybe Masvar al Yish Lomar. Or maybe you should say that moment of importance of his Shel Akim Denith Pater. Or do you say, no, there's nothing that has to be designated. These inherently go to the Aniim. So even if it belongs to the Goy during that time, you can't get it from the guy, but once you buy it, maybe you should go to the aniyim. Yesh lomer shemasad shel akam lo yisku ba aniyim kivin the kaimlan in kinyan akam eretz yisrael lachin af im hayu brishus akam ein zachashiv yigiu lo nasan biptur, and therefore you should have to give it to the aniyim. So yes, that suffix about do you compare guy and hektish. So the Gemara says, in that case, so again, if somebody's makdish it before it was the olos became discernible, so then there's no ololos, because it grew, it became discernible b'shas hektish, b'shas p'tur. But if he was makdashit already when they were big, then he didn't have any rights to do that, so the aniyim get to keep the ololos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yinu schar gidul mehektish. Rabbi Yossi says, but still, the ololos still got nourished from the ground, which is hektish. Right? When I'm makdash my vineyard, so the ololos don't become hektish, but everything else becomes hektish, the vines become hektish, the ground becomes hektish. So Rabbi Yossi says, since these ololos that the aniyim are getting to keep were nourished by hektish, they have to give something. They have to give as much as they appreciated in between. Right, the Bara Fulda. Mashishbichu ololos mizman hektisham. Everything they appreciated, that value, so that they should give that money to the hektish. To give the money to hektish, because me hektish ishbichu. From hektish, they appreciate it. Fine. Next halacha, we'll get back in the Mishnah to relate it to the hektish. Veizui shichacha, what is shichacha for a vine? What is shichacha for a vine? You don't have bundles. So what's shichacha for a vine? Be'aris, when it comes to a vine, like usually that it's been held up from the bottom on sticks, it's a mudle al eitzim. So koshin yochol lifshad as yada v'litlo. Once you pass it, and then you can't reach back your hand. Right? We had that shiur a couple of weeks ago. We saw Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted all the times in Shas, in Chazal, where you have this type of shear. Could you grab it? So if you can't grab it anymore, then you're too far back, too far, and therefore you're not allowed to go back. That's lo sasha v'lakachto. Uberuglios, but if it's vines that grow on the floor, that are not lifted up, they grow next to the ground, misha yavermana, right when you pass by. Right when you pass by, the Gemara will have to see if it talks about it. But there's a difference between when it's raised up and when it is on the ground. Good. Taman taninan. We learned over there, it's a Tosefta. It's a Tosefta, Imsachim, but it's also a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses Imsachim Dafnun Beis, that there were six things that were done by the Anshe Yericho. Anshe Yericho did six things. Three of them the Chachamim were happy about, and three of them the Chachamim were not happy about. So we have this in the Mishnah, Imsachim. On Daf Nun Hema Beis, Shisha Devarim Baso Anshe Yericho, Ashlosha Michu Biyadam, Vashlosha Lo Michu Biyadam. Three things the Rabbanan were happy about, three things they weren't happy about. Or at least they didn't complain about. One of the ones that they were upset about is the one that's quoted here in our Gemara, Matirin, Tamantanina Matirin, Begamzios Shel Hektish. Begamzios Shel Hektish. The Anshe Yericho, though they had Hektish trees, they felt that all the branches and fruit that grow on those hektish trees were not hektish. And therefore they allowed the fruit and the produce from those trees to be used for hedyo purposes. Why? We'll see. Amar lem chacham, and the rabbi said to them, wait a minute. Don't you hold to that principle? Gidulei hektish, something that grows from hektish is asur. So how do you say that you could just use the branches and the fruit? Amru lahem, they said. Danshi Richo said, maybe in general, that's true. If you're makdish something without any pressure, without any specific circumstance, then maybe you would say gidulei hektish or asur. But here, you know what our forefathers did. Amru lahem, Nachi Yirchal said, Avoseinu k'shikdisha, when our forefathers were makdish, it was kind of an implicit t'nai. Right? That's what the Mara Folde explains as. Ki'ilu hisnu. It's kind of an implicit t'nai. Why would they makdish it? They don't want to just give all their trees to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo ekdishu ala koros. They were makdish, the trees, mipnei ba'alei egrof. Because there were these strong men, there were these mafioses that wanted to take their trees. And they're not scared of stealing. They're scared of the Beis HaMikdash. So what they do? They makdish their trees so that they wouldn't take it, because all they wanted, all these henchmen wanted, were the lumber from the wood, right? That's what. So once the trees were hektish, they left them. They used to take them. And therefore, our forefathers never had in mind that everything that grows out of it should be hektish. So even though they didn't say that it's beferish, it's keilu. Look at the Mara Folda. Lafisha yusovrin ta'avoseihem lo hikdishu ela hakoros. Our forefathers are oilu makdish, the boards, the trunk of a lomasha gadol acharkach min osan hakoros hikdishu. Right, the svira lahu ki'ilu hisnu kein behedya. Right, it's ki'ilu, they made it tonight. And it's not like, skip a couple of lines in the Mara Folda, this is not like, vein zadomi l'stam hikdish ilan. The Asr Apigidulin. You're right, the Mishnah says in Mi'ila that if you're makdish a tree, even what grows is going to be hektish. But this is not a regular case of makdish Ilan, right? This is under a specific circumstance. And therefore, that is why the Anshei Yericho defended their actions, that they didn't treat the produce with kedusha. So that's the Anshei Yericho. But the Rabbanan weren't happy with that. So what was their answer back? What is that they didn't say it beferish, but dvarim shevalei v'inam dvarim, ma rabbanan sovereign, so meimar koros peiros hikdishu, you might say, well, no, right, everything is hukdash. When they were makdish, they were makdish everything. But the Gemara says, you don't even have to say that. No, maybe on a daraisa level, the Anshei Yericho were right, they didn't have that in mind, and therefore, they're not hukdash. V'yafilu teimar koros u peiros, even if you want to say something different about koros and the peiros, Koros hekdishu, peiros lo hekdishu. It makes sense to say the koros were hukdash and not the peiros. Not what comes out of it, because they only did it because of the strong men. But sricha l'rabbanin. The way that the Mara Folder reads this is sricha l'rabbanin, but they made it gzeira d'rabbanin. You're right. Midaraisa, there shouldn't be any kedusha to these branches that grow. But the Rabbanim were nervous. The Rabbanim were nervous that if you allow these branches, then people are going to think that this always, gidulin are always mutter. So therefore, they asked midarabbanan these branches. Right? That's the way that the Mara Folda reads this. Gemara la asran mihas midarabbanan. Vechein masig babavli, derabbanan lo asri luhu ele midarabbanan. Rabbanan asr these midarabbanan, delo asri lechlufe nami bishar hektish tam. Stam hektish, that includes everything. Right, without any limits. But even though the Anshei Yericho only had that in mind, still we say that it is going to be Asur D'Rabbanan. The fascinating that the Isra of Me'ila, right, the Isra of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, is very not clear. What is the source? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Beferish. What is the source for the Isser of Me'ila? What Me'ila is like, the nature of the Isser, right? All the Achronim discuss, is it Gezel Hektish? Is it Bizayon Hektish? There are two types of Me'ila. Tosfos in a few places discusses two types of Me'ila. Me'ila of Hana'ah, getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, and Me'ila of Hotza'ah, right? Using something and being Motzi it may Rishus Hektish, right? The Tosfos discusses that in Kiddushin Daf Nun Dalid. And Mi'ila Daf Yud Ches, a few places Tosfos alludes to that idea, Mi'ila of Hotza and Mi'ila of Hana. But what's the source for Mi'ila? How do you know? Rashi and Makkah says, Azharaso Eino Mufureshes Kolkach. It's not Mufuresh, it's not clear what the source is. Not Dor. Rashi says it's based on Xavier Shava. Chet Chet Mi'truma. You learn Azhara Mi'ila from the Azhara of Truma. The Kolzar Lo Yochal Kodesh, you learn it from there. Unusual that it's not Beferish anywhere. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam, in the beginning of Me'ila, discusses what the source is. What the source is, Rambam says, Aser lehedyot lehanos mekachi Hashem. Bein midvar makrim agam emizbeach, bein mekachi bedekabayis. You're not allowed to get benefit from anything belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. kolamol bezadon, and if you do, loke umishali mashak pagam and a hektish, berosho. You have to get malchus, and you have to pay. You have to pay the karen. What's the source? The azhara shel mi'ila mizeh, shene emar. Don't eat outside the Yerushalayim. Don't eat your karbanas. Right? That's a pasuk that I think that has eight mitzvahs in that pasuk, seven or eight mitzvahs in that pasuk. Every word is a separate mitzvah. But one of the things, lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, the pasuk I think in Re'eh, it says nidarecha. Don't eat your nidarim in your gate. B'piyashmu alamdu shezu ashara la'ochel mi b'sar ola. Ho'ol v'kula l'ashem. V'hu adin l'shar kol kodesh, shu l'ashem levado. Everything else with having to do with the base of Mikdash is also l'ashem. Bein b'kashim izbeach, bein b'kashim b'edek abayis, imnena mihem b'sheva pruta, loke. Right, that's going to get malchus. B'shkaga, then you have to add on a chomesh, keren chomesh and asham, asham me'ilos, v'chulu, as is described there. Either way, this is me'ila, but this was the Anshe Yericho, and we're going to see how this is going to relate to our Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses if somebody is makdashit before there is no duha ololos, or after, Beth Hashem, we will see it. Beth Hashem, tomorrow, next time, we pick up with the last stop here in the seventh parak of Maseches Peah.